Menachos chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Shtei Menachos Shelo Nikmetsu. If you've got two meal offerings from which the handful had not been taken, the Nisar Vuzu Bazu, and they get mixed up one with the other. So you've got this flour and oil mixtures from two separate mincha offerings, and they get mixed up together. And you haven't taken the handful, which is probably the kind we're supposed to take. So what does he do now? He says, "Im yachol likmoitz mizubifna atzma mizubifna atzma." If he's able to take from this mincha offering separately and that mincha offering separately, then kasheris, then it's okay. So they got like mixed up. They're in the same vessel, let's say, but they didn't get so mixed up. You can still see that, like, let's say the left side is from that mincha offering and the right side's from that mincha offering. So then he can still take from each one a handful from each separately, that would still be okay. Them love, but if not, if they've got so mixed up that you can no longer identify which is from one and which is from the other, psulis, then it is invalid. You'd have to check them both out. You could have to start again. What happens if a handful gets mixed in with another mincha offering from which the handful hasn't yet been taken? Right? So what do you do in that scenario over there? Lo yakter, says the Mishnah, you've got a problem. You can't just burn them up because the other mincha offering is not supposed to be burnt up. It's supposed to be take a handful and eat the rest. So you can't just burn it up. Vim hikter, but if they make a mistake and they do burn the whole thing up, Zushinik mitzah al selabalim, the one offering from which the comets had been taken, that works for the owner of that sacrifice. Vizu shalot nikmitza, then the other one from which the handful had not yet been taken, lo al selabalim, doesn't help for its owner, and he would have to bring a new mincha offering because it has been burnt up without his handful, without his kmitza being taken. That's no good. This arav kumtza bishara, what happens if you take the handful? The kohen takes the handful, and then by mistake he gets it mixed back in. Maybe drops it back in, or he mixes it back in to the rest of the mincha offering. Or bishara shel chavet, or even he gets it mixed in with another, the leftovers of another mincha offering from which the comets had been taken. Lo yakter, so again, they shouldn't burn it up in that scenario, because the leftover had to be eaten, not burnt up. But if they do burn it up, al silabalim, it does work for the owners, because at the end of the day, the kmitza had been taken and, you know, offered up, and so that would be okay after the fact. Nitma hakomets vehikrivu, if the comets became impure, right? Let's say something impure touched the comets before it gets burnt on the altar. And then they burn it up on the altar, says the Mishnah, Hatzitz Meratze, so the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore, the head plate, right? It's almost like a tiara, right? That atoned for this sin of burning up a comet inadvertently that was impure. Yatze Vekrivu, but if it goes, if the handful was taken outside of the temple courtyard inadvertently and burnt up over there, Eina tzitz meratze, the tzitz did not atone for that. Shea tzitz meratze al ha-tameh ve'ena meratze al ha-yotze, because the tzitz atoned for unclean comets that was brought, but not for unclean comets that were taken out of the temple courtyard.